Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm excited to be back another week on my brand new show. I just want to thank the listeners again for always listening to the shows that we have that come on Fridays at 4:30. And as always, I would like to thank Matt Mitan, the founder and creator of the show. So let's jump into today's show because I'm very excited. We've never had a guest of this type before. So today's guest is a consulting client of mine that I met through one of my financial tools classes this year through Mountain BizWorks. I know you guys always hear me talking about Mountain BizWorks, which I absolutely love. And this owner of Boone's first and only locally owned and operated float therapy spa, which offers premium floating experiences. So for those of you that don't know, we'll talk more about float therapy, but it's designed to encourage effortless relaxation and an opportunity to heal both the body and the mind. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's guest, which is Ms. Angela Hevner, owner of 180 Float Spa. Welcome, Angela. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great. So was it... Yes, I was researching for the show and I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that your 180 Float Spa is the first and only locally owned and operated float spa. That's huge.
Yes, it's a new experience to Boone, definitely. So we're excited to be the ones to bring it here to Boone and start letting people know about float therapy and all of the wonderful benefits that we found with it.
Great. So before we get into everything float therapy and how you decided that this was the first business that you wanted to start, I always ask our guests to tell the listeners a little bit about themselves, where they're from, how you got the idea of even becoming an entrepreneur. So tell the listeners a little bit about you, Angela.
Yeah. So I was born in Greensboro, raised there my whole life, and then came up to Boone in 2006 to go to college at Appalachian State. Fell in love with Boone and just said, oh, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to live. And so that was kind of my transition. But I'd say, you know, as a kid, I always felt like I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I saw both of my parents have different businesses and just kind of thought, well, that seems so neat. So I pursued business management in college. But, you know, there was always that, you know, what do you want to do? What's your passion? And, you know, for the longest time, I didn't know what that was. As a kid, I sold jewelry and I'd go door to door. And so I think I always had that spirit to do.
Yeah,
something.
That's so cool.
And then in high school, I thought, well, maybe it would be a dance studio or something. I used to dance. And so, you know, I just kind of patiently waited and came up here to App State and just felt like, you know, just let's just go with this, see what happens. And I, you know, I never really after college knew even really what I wanted to do then. I think a lot of people find themselves in that position, like maybe we're taught that we have to know exactly what we want to do. And I wasn't, some people do, I'm sure, but I wasn't that person. And I got into the restaurant industry afterwards and worked for App State. And I just always felt in my heart that I would know when it was the thing that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a variety of things that happened and events that happened that brought me to float therapy. But I will say that when I tried it, I knew that this was for me and this is what I had to do.
Wow. And, you know, you hit so many great things, and one about what do we want to be when we grow up? It's so true. I feel like it's so cruel at times to think that we're going to keep these children in a bubble for 18 years and they can't do this and they can't do that. But, oh, the first day of college, you need to know,
yes,
if you decide that you go to college, that this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So I appreciate that honesty, because I think all of us now, which are in that millennial or generation Y, X, I can't even keep up, but that age group is like, we're looking kind of different now, where I know, at least for me with my 6-year-old, I'm going to tell him he could be whatever he wants to be and really mean that, like, just yeah, try about a bunch of stuff. And I think we should encourage young people to try out things early. You know, I think sometimes we pigeonhole people, like, you can't do this until you're 18. Why not? Yeah. You know, like, so that's great, yeah, that you kind of was just figuring it out. And so how did you hear about float therapy?
My husband and co-owner, Brad, he actually was the one that first heard about it. He was listening to a podcast and he heard about it, and was like, wow, this seems really interesting. And really what drove us to, because the closest one to us was actually in Asheville.
Oh, cool.
And so what drove us to even try it out, because we, you know, I know people hear about float therapy and sometimes and they're like, what is this? Mm-hmm. You know, but what got us actually, you know, in the float tank to try it out was that my husband was in a car wreck in 2016. And so he suffered from a really hard recovery from a broken back. Mm. And so, you know, we were seeking ways to help with pain management, and for me, stress management, anxiety relief throughout that time in our life, in that period. And so we heard about this thing called floating and we said, why not try it? We love going up to Asheville and hanging out. And so let's just try it. And we did. And it was after my first float that I came out feeling calm, relaxed. I can explain it as just the best version of myself, and just said, Boone needs this.
Yeah, I'm sold on it right now. Like, I'm in the Asheville area, and I know since we've met earlier this year, I've been saying, I really need to go. I need to go. But I think I'm definitely going to make an appointment after we finish this, because it's just so, I wish I could support you specifically, but I know Boone's a little ways out, but I'm definitely going to make it out there. Yeah. But so many people listening can relate to that anxiety, pain management, stress management. And it's something about, I know when I was taking swimming lessons, about floating on your back is so relaxing.
Right. And it's just effortless. So some people compare it to like the Dead Sea, where, even if you fall asleep in there, but you get in, you lay down, it's an hour session and you just float effortlessly for that hour. And then on top of that, the goal is to remove as much stimuli as possible, to get that full sensory deprivation experience. But our tanks do have a way to control light and sound so that someone's comfortable the first time. But once you just remove all of that stimuli and it's just you for that hour, it is so healing and you're weightless. So the mind and the body connect and heal in that way.
Wow. I just feel relaxed talking about it. No, this is, this is pretty cool. And I feel like we do need more alternative solutions to anxiety and stress like you're providing. Not everybody can do things that's going to be impact related. So with their joint, so they can't run or jog, or some people might not know how to swim. With the float therapy, if you could just explain too, how deep is the water?
It's only 10 inches and it's 1,000 pounds of Epsom salts. So way more than you could put in your bathtub. And while Epsom salts is so healing, you know, even in your bathtub at home, this is just so much more. And so you really can absorb that magnesium and it can start healing your body.
I was just going to ask, not to put you on the spot, but when it comes to the Epsom salt, because I've been hearing that for years, you know, grandparents, you know, and just this generationally, oh, just put your feet in some Epsom salt, it'll be okay. What is it? Is it that magnesium, like you said, in the Epsom salt that relaxes you?
Yeah, it's the magnesium sulfate. And we have a pharmaceutical grade magnesium. And it just, it has the healing properties that calm your body. And then in combination with, you know, being with no light and no sound and still for that hour, you're able to slow your heart rate down. And it actually, there's a lot of studies on the benefits of float therapy. And so it does actually like lower your cortisol.
Wow. That's awesome. So, and later on in the show, before we wrap up, we'll definitely want you to plug how people can get in contact with you and what deals that you guys have going on. This show should air July 30th. So like different deals that you guys have for August, September, and going forward. But on the show, Angela, we always want to provide different tips and jewels to the listeners that are either starting their business or they're trying to figure out, okay, what route do I possibly need to go? And you went into an area where nobody in Boone had float therapy. You couldn't go to somebody and say, hey, can you be my mentor? So when you start a business that's in a completely new industry that you're familiar with, what are some tips that you wish someone told you, you know, 2 years ago before you started this journey?
So overall, it would be just stay persistent and be kind to yourself with the timeline, because things take longer than expected. Mm-hmm. And just be open to other ideas. For us specifically, we did the first North Carolina crowdfunding raise. So we did a local public offering to raise the initial funds to back the float spa. And so that was such a such an awesome experience, but we were the first. So who did we have to go to? And thankfully we did have, you mentioned Mountain BizWorks. I did a course called Invested. I was in their first pilot course of that. And we all just went through it together, figuring out what are these new laws in North Carolina that you can raise money from investors. And we navigated that together, and it was great to have that resource and just to those, you know, many different mentors just to kind of give you that support, whether it's with their knowledge and they can maybe relate from what their business is, or just that encouragement. And the float industry as a whole is a really wonderful industry. And there's a lot of support, whether, you know, we're not physically together, but virtually there's support mm-hmm. and like a collective and Float Tank Association. So I just, you know, was open to any and every mentor that was willing to help me and be there. And that is one thing that I would definitely recommend is don't feel like you have to do it on your own. Cause even if somebody can't specifically relate to what you're doing, they have experiences that can kind of relate to what you're doing.
Absolutely, Angela. And I think you hit on the head what we talk about a lot on Biz Radio Asheville, and its relationships and using your resources, because just like yourself, when I started, even though I have a degree in accounting, I didn't know about small business accounting. I just always worked for big corporations. And same with yourself. I'm sure you knew from your parents' basic entrepreneurial skills, and, you know, but it was different in your case because now you're in a different area. You're not in Greensboro, you're in Boone, and you're in an area that no one has really kind of tapped into, and you've done an outstanding job. I know you've been able to get a lot of grants and assistance with marketing. You were in the financial tools class that I had. So we've been consulting, and I'm just very proud of you because it does take a lot of guts to step out of your comfort zone. And we must add, Angela, you're still working full time.
Yes, I am. And that's without its own challenges to balance your time. But my mom always said, and which is kind of funny, because when I was a kid, I thought, what a silly saying. But she always said, where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, as I started this, that just stuck with me. And I just had to keep that in the back of my mind and just keep going. And you know, I say keep going, but also there's definitely a space to rest and recoup, because I want to make that a good point too, because I know from my experience that you can't keep going 100% all the time. You've got to make sure to step back and fill your cup up so that you can keep going. So happens.
Yeah, especially like you also said, being kind to yourself. I mean, wow. I mean, it sounds really simple, but we do just beat ourselves up. And I see it all the time with consulting with clients, and they feel like after 3 months that their business should be where some businesses took 30 years. And I'm like, no, like you're doing great. You have a business bank account. You have QuickBooks. You're generating financials. No, you're not going to pay off all of your debt in a year, but it's not going to be utilized in a year also. So I know we've had those talks before, yeah. And it does feel like, you know, therapy at times when we have our consulting, but you're doing outstanding. And but that's what it's all about, is those relationships, because I have those same conversations with my mentors, and consulting clients help me just as much as I'm helping them. So I just appreciate you trusting me and Balance Virtually for helping you grow this really cool business. So tell the listeners, what are some specials that you have going on right now? And if people are in the Boone area, or even if they're not, are there ways that they can gift people presents in the area? And just tell us all the ways that we can support you.
Yeah, so what we do is an introductory package of 3 floats. And we've priced that at buy 2, get 1 free. And we do that because we have 2 different styles of float pods and tanks. And we want you to try out 2 different styles. And then we also want to just make sure that everybody feels comfortable. And sometimes, like I got it the first time, sometimes I have those people that are in their head a little bit more, and it takes 2 to 3 times to fill those full benefits. So we really felt strongly about pricing that in a way that invites people to come back in a shorter period of time. So we have our introductory package of 3, and that's for new clients. It's 3 floats for $150. And you can access that online. So we're at 180floatspa.com. And that has our social as well, Instagram and Facebook, and ways to contact us by email or phone.
But nice website, by the way. I just
want to
say
that. Thank you. Callie Cullum Design.
Very nice.
Yeah. We really like, too, that our software is able to do e-gift certificates. So if someone knows of someone in Boone and wants to gift them one, you can send it via email. We allow you to, it can either be printed at home, or sent, a gift card can be sent via email, and you can even schedule it out. So if you want to send it for someone's birthday and have it sent to their email right on their birthday, you can do that, which I think is cool.
Oh, and Angel, real quick, I just saw on the website that the water is kept at a skin neutral 93.5 degrees. Ooh, I like that.
Yes. And so that's that really eliminates that feeling of touch. So once you're completely still, you can't tell basically what part of your body is in the water and what part's out. And I'll sometimes be like, is my foot in the water? Is going to be- No, it's not.
Oh, man, I'm looking at these pictures. Listeners, definitely check out the website. This is really innovative, and I'm hoping that this becomes the norm, where I feel like maybe even 15, 20 years ago, how people would talk about acupuncture and chiropractors, like, oh, no, this is some, you know, really different, far, you know, worldly stuff. And now it's like, it's common practice, you know, insurance providers are accepting it. Hopefully one day insurance providers will be accepting float spa, because I think it can really prove a lot of benefits. But your pricing is outstanding. So you have buy 2, get 1 free. So 3 sessions. If someone just wanted to come in for 1 session, is that okay? Or do you typically recommend 3 sessions?
We always recommend the 3 sessions, but we certainly have people that just try the 1. And a single session for 60 minutes is $75. And then we do offer 90-minute sessions as well. So sometimes after you become a regular, you find that, hey, today I just feel like I need that extra time. And so a 90-minute session is $95.
That's not bad at all. Your pricing is very similar to a masseuse, a chiropractor, acupuncture, all of those things that we talked about that is alternative to just taking medicine. I am a strong believer in that there are ways that we can use great technology that, you know, has been provided to us without just going. I feel like the last route should be some type of medication if you can avoid it. So that's awesome that this is just very holistic to me, that you're providing this option, especially in beautiful Western North Carolina, where it makes sense, where we have beautiful springs and gorges and caves and all this stuff. And I just feel like the 180 Float Spa is right in line with all of that. So Angela, thank you so much for just starting this business. You know, we've gone over the book, so as you guys can imagine, there is quite a bit of startup capital that was required for your equipment.
Very much.
and advertising. So even for those of you, like Angela mentioned that she had crowdfunding, if folks want to be be a part of that, please reach out to her. If you want to learn more about how you can start a float spa, we encourage that. We talk about that all the time on Biz Radio Asheville. There's enough business out here for everybody, even though Angela was the first. She definitely doesn't want to be the last. And but at this time, we're just so proud of you. And any way that we can support you, Angela, we will. And thank you again so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. So again, I want to just thank the listeners for listening to the Veronica Edwards Show, where every week we come on at 4:30 p.m. on Fridays, and you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville at bizradioasheville.com, or you can get the app by entering in 36260 as the contact and texting Asheville to 36260. So Angela, again, don't float away at the spa, but I definitely am going to be supporting you soon, and I just encourage the listeners again to check out 180 Float Spa in Boone, North Carolina.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.